We exist in a generation of rapid and often exponential increases in science and technology, leading to further understanding of human biology and mechanics. In relation to sport and human performance, this new and emerging field of sports technology is aiding the optimization of peak human performance. Such evolution in our understanding and continual drive towards this ever-increasing paradigm of player performance is a development of new concepts, ideas, and technologies. The optimization of sporting performance is certainly a defining goal with regard to long-term development for any athlete. This podcast will present some of the new and emerging concepts related to optimization of player performance, an overview of some of the new approaches including training practices, monitoring training and intensity, recovering techniques, and some of the issues or complexities of integrating and managing the information in an effort to further optimize player performance. Hey folks, my name is Tommy Moore. I have a background in exercise and sports science, specializing in nutrition and exercise physiology, and now I'm a mentor here at Biolab. And part of my role is to make sure students and teachers have access to multiple domains of information. Some of you may like the format of a classroom, however some may prefer the format of a podcast. However you receive your information best, this is just a way to help supplement your learning and perhaps from a slightly different angle. While the biometrics in science and technology in the world increases, the relative cost of these technologies are decreasing. Chances are you or someone you know has a smartwatch or Apple Watch, Fitbit, or some kind of wearable technology that gives you heart rate and heart rate variability, and thus predicts your sleep quality, training intensities, and so on. It's one thing to have access to this information, but it's another to understand what is happening physiologically and what to do with that information. Sports training and technology is diving into an era of personalized, optimal training performance where, instead of relying on your coach observing or subjectively analyzing your performance, you get live data that directly indicates your level of physical exertion. In this way, instead of coaches yelling at you for not working hard enough, when you obviously were, they can base their feedback on the data that they get from wearable technologies, such as heart rate strap or fitness tracker watch, depending on the sport. But what about sports that don't require physical exertion? Golf, for example, is using other forms of sports technology such as motion capture technology, which analyzes the biomechanics of human movement to measure how biomechanically sound an individual is when given a certain skill, task, or movement. Without such technology, they would rely on qualitative movement analysis. A qualitative analysis measures the quality of a given skill, task, or movement, but it's subjective in nature. It's opinion-based through observation from a coach or friend, whereas motion capture technology would allow for quantitative movement analysis, giving precise measurements in angular motion, angular speed and velocity, and projectile motion. This isn't just limited to golf, however. Analyzing biomechanics of human movement is being used in elite sports like AFL, where players are testing how well they can change directions during sprints, or even the biomechanics of kicking and handballing to optimize performance, but also predict or prevent injuries occurring. Material mechanical testing is being used in many sports, including skiing and motorcycling, where world-renowned brands like Oakley are using molding techniques to enhance the aerodynamics of moving through space and optimize the shape and firmness of the lens based on its specific application. Medical imaging is currently the most frequently used technology in sports medicine and athletic screening. Technologies like BIA, or bioelectrical impedance analysis, can send electrical impulses through your body and measure the resistance or impedance of the impulse and accurately detects biometrics like fat-free mass, body fat, and body water levels. Other medical imaging technologies like ultrasonography, a technique that uses echoes of ultrasound to detect different intensities throughout the body, is becoming an increasing part of sports-related muscle injuries that can help with prognosis of the injury, as well as the management and rehabilitation process. Computational fluid dynamics is another emerging technology that continues to enhance its accuracy. Computational science and engineering, or CSE, has the potential for fundamentally huge contributions in the field of sports research, eventually supporting and supplementing athletic performance. This is being used closely in elite swimming, where swimming simulation can be used in a computational fluid dynamics perspective. Not only can CSE be used for sports in water, it's being used for ball sports like soccer and football, computing the dynamics of ball movement and further understanding the physics behind flight of particular shaped balls, and what effect the material has on its flight path. Motion capture technology, material mechanical testing, medical imaging, and computational fluid dynamics are only some of the new and emerging science, technology, engineering, and mathematical paradigms in sport and human performance. These are currently expensive examples of how STEM can be applied to sport. Currently, most of these are only available in clinical research or elite athletes, and I certainly don't expect you to remember all of these, because even I find it difficult keeping up with constantly new technologies. It's more about providing some insight into the potential of sport and human performance through technology. So I've given you some pretty expensive examples. Now I'm going to share some of the more affordable sports technologies that are accessible to anyone. There are free programs and apps that are available to you at the click of a button, if you choose to do so. Dartfish is a program that we use here at BioLab, with a free version on the app or Android store. Dartfish is one of the many video platforms that can be used by athletic coaches, but also anyone who can break down and analyze specific movements. The software uses digital video graphics so that users can measure joint angles, direction, speed, and pattern of movements, and much more. This allows consumers to identify strengths and weaknesses in their movements, record events, replay in slow motion, and analyze their technique in many different ways. By analyzing your technique through video analysis, you can adjust your technique accordingly to the precision of movement. Whether that be a gross motor skill involving the recruitment of larger muscle groups, such as during a squat, or fine motor skills involving smaller muscles and more precise movements, such as throwing a dart. Wearable technologies are getting more accurate and more metrics. Currently, your typical Garmin or Samsung watch can analyze sleep, both the number of hours and quality of sleep. New wearable sports technologies like Whoop Strap is targeted at measuring recovery and strain based on heart rate variability, resting heart rate, and sleep. This type of technology gets more specific the more you use it, as recovery and strain levels are calibrated to baseline. So the more you use it, the more accurate its recommendations can be. To close this episode out, I'm going to tell you a personal favorite, Halo Neuroscience. It looks like headphones, but it's a brain stimulator that intends to help you develop muscle memory faster. It does this by sending small electrical signals to the motor cortex, a part of the brain that controls movement, putting in a state of hyperplasticity, or in other words, more adaptable. I've only scratched the surface of the diversity of sports technologies, but it gives you a snapshot to the limitless potential of innovations in this field of optimal human performance. How far will it go? Only time will tell.